You're listening to SBS News.
6 months ahead of a New Caledonian independence referendum, French President Emmanuel Macron has promoted reconciliation and respect in a three-day visit to the French territory. Mr. Macron is the first French president to visit Ouvert, the site of a violent hostage crisis between pro-independence and pro-France supporters in the late 1980s. He has told Al Jazeera Television the priority of the visit was to ensure New Caledonia has a fair referendum.
We are at 6 months from the referendum, and I just wanted to, first of all, revert to sometimes a very difficult past we had, and especially here in Ouvert, an island where 30 years ago we had a very tough attack with a lot of victims. So it's very important to reconcile everybody, which is a precondition of a fair referendum. Second, to be sure that this referendum will be organized in a perfect way, which would be the case under the control of the United Nations. But third, I want to convey as well the ambition of France in the region.
The Indo-Pacific island, about 1,200 kilometers off the east coast of Australia, will vote in November on whether to remain French. The nation has had 30 years of peace after a bloody civil war in the late 1980s, when fighting erupted between supporters and opponents of independence, mainly the indigenous Kanak population and those of European origin. Under the agreement, both sides agreed to direct rule from Paris for 1 year, before another 9 years under a federal system of government. The subsequent agreement signed in 1998, the Noumea Accord, set out a timeline for the territory to assume more governmental responsibility and mandated up to three referendums on independence. During last week's visit to Australia, President Macron emphasised France wants to retain its influence in the region.
France is fully committed to this part of the globe, and France now wants to endorse this role as an actual Indo-Pacific power alongside with its partners. Our security, the security of our citizens in the region, our interests, our perspective is precisely to work alongside with you and our partners in the region, given this very strong presence.
Denise Fisher is the former Australian Consul General in Noumea. Ms. Fisher, now a researcher at the Australian National University's Centre for European Studies, says President Macron's visit to New Caledonia was very respectful to pro-independence supporters. But, she says, he also made a point to highlight the importance of France's continued involvement.
He drew heavily on his Indo-Pacific strategy. He said France will be the lesser for losing New Caledonia. He said his Indo-Pacific strategy projected France as a major protector in security, economic development and climate change. And he spoke on security in terms of the US having turned its back on the region and China seeking hegemony in the region, perhaps stating very boldly what I think Australian and other local governments would see in a much more nuanced fashion.
The independence referendum process could potentially last through three stages. If the New Caledonians vote no in November, it could lead to another two votes on the issue. While it remains unclear how the referendum will turn out, many expect a pro-France verdict in the first round. Ms. Fisher says Australia is looking on at the vote respectfully from the sidelines.
We would not have a view on the outcome. It's really for the New Caledonian people to decide. Australia has been supportive of the accords which have presided over peace for the last 30 years. And of course, we are looking on at this final sensitive stage of the Noumea Accord, hoping that it will result in a peaceful and stable outcome, not a return to the bloodshed and disruption of the 1980s.
But Ms. Fisher says Australia would also prefer to have a strong ally in the region.
There is no question that for Australia, it is helpful to have a well-resourced Western ally in the Pacific, engaged in the Pacific, regardless of what happens in the referendum process in New Caledonia.
Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.